97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're here this afternoon to share the stories of an incredible group of patriots from across the nation whose future we are defending with the one big, beautiful bill. This is the ultimate codification of our agenda to, very simply, a phrase that's been used pretty well by me over the last 10 years, but maybe even before that, make America great again. Very simple, make America great again.
Yeah, the president yesterday, he is pulling out all the stops to try to get this thing through, but it has hit a bit of a snag in the Senate. And that is because of a position called the Senate Parliamentarian. And it's a lady who I'm pretty sure I've heard her name before, but she was appointed many years. She's been in that position many years. And now she's saying parts of this can't be done through reconciliation. We've asked Ryan Schmelz to join us from Fox News Radio. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
This thing gets more complicated by the day.
Just a little bit, yeah. So now we've got to explain to people what the bird bath is and the bird rule. So the bird rule pretty much says that if you're going to use the budget reconciliation process, which allows them to pass this with a 50-vote threshold instead of a 60-vote threshold, then everything you put into the bill has to be strictly a fiscal matter or budgetary. In this case, the bird rule came for a number of different provisions. There were ones that we were not surprised about, like the push to overhaul federal judges and a couple others. But when the parliamentarian took an axe to a number of the Medicaid provisions that Republicans had, which were key in paying for this piece of legislation, that's kind of thrown this thing into a bind to the point where Republicans don't know if they'll be able to pay for the bill or what their next steps are in terms of getting around the parliamentarian and moving forward.
I read a headline this morning that said John Thune, the Senate leader, had replied no when asked whether or not he would try to override the parliamentarian. Now, Trent Lott did that back in the 90s, if I remember correctly. It's been done before, right?
Yeah, I believe it has been done before, yes. And there are always ways around the parliamentarian and doing things that way. But Thune has just said that straight up he does not think that's going to be the best path forward. I think his idea is that right now they're just going to try to rewrite the legislation and work within her standards. There are certainly definitely ways you can write some of these texts so that they don't become a problem and that she'll ultimately approve them. But you know, what that's going to look like, you know, we don't know yet. One of the committees, the Banking and Finance Committee, released its text late last night for how they're going to revise it to send back to the back to her to get them approved. But, you know, is she going to approve everything again? You know, what's she going to be willing to take and not take, you know? So I think it's just kind of a big influx moment that we're in right now where we don't know what's going to happen next.
Trump's been very adamant. I want this on my desk by July 4th. That obviously is coming up. That's next Friday. So I don't know what the odds are of that actually happening at this point with all these new developments. But Thune has also said, hey, you're staying here. We're not going home until this is agreed upon. I mean, what are you hearing there in Capitol Hill as far as what that might look like for them leading up to this weekend and the holiday weekend next weekend?
Well, Kim, I think right now we were expecting going into today that the Friday might be a time for them to start the vote process, but now they don't even have the bill text, so it might not be a Friday vote like we were originally expecting. So does that get moved to Saturday or maybe even Sunday? You know, that's maybe the next step. But if the Senate's able to get this thing passed on Sunday and it's a product that the House is willing to swallow, then we could probably see the House vote on this likely Tuesday. And then, you know, it gets on then President Trump can sign it into law on the 4th of July. So they still have a good opportunity here. But, you know, lawmakers are going to probably have to come back next week. They're going to probably have to vote on this thing at some point. So the 4th of July deadline is still realistic. But this definitely did complicate things at least a little bit.
Yeah. What about the claims that she's partisan, Elizabeth McDonough, because she was appointed by Harry Reid back in 2011, right? 2012?
Yeah, that's correct. And yeah, I mean, this is what was always going to happen when things were taken out of the bill. I think that those arguments that she's partisan got a little bit louder yesterday just because of how much she took out. And, you know, she's arguing a lot of these things are political, not fiscal, but a lot of these things were what Republicans were using to pay for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely there are a lot more people thinking she's partisan now after yesterday. But we'll see what ultimately happens. You have some people calling for her to be fired, like Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. You know, Josh Hawley actually threw some cold water on this yesterday when, you know, we said, well, would you want to fire the parliamentary? He's like, look, we just don't have the votes to do that, so it's not going to happen.
All right. Ryan Schmelz, thank you, my friend.
Of course. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk soon.